Martín Castillo Tundique, 073 Frank Anthony.
Wait a minute, what's his name? What's your last name, sir?
Martin, my first name is Martin, my second name is Castillo, and the other one is Tundique. And my number is 073-597-2597. Martin Castillo Tundique.
Okay, sir.
That is mine.
Okay,
sir. Okay, the Honorable Mr. Mayor will conduct your hearing at this time, sir. So let's hold on to the phone, sir.
All right. Okay, there. Going to find out?
Steel.
Okay, sir.
Steel.
Can you hear me okay, sir?
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
Okay. He's been house. Will we have a record when he stated his name? And
I believe so.
Okay. All right, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
We're praying for the Illinois Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon in reference to your community supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members who will conduct a hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright's board chairman. We have the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Louis Canonis. My name is David Neal. I'll be your hearing lead.
All right.
Also in the room today, we have the Honorable Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and he'll also represent the parole office today.
All right.
So prior to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you of this board hearing. Do you remember that form, sir?
Say again.
Okay, you got a form in, that they presented to you to sign that told you about this board hearing and the date. You remember that?
Yeah, but see, I don't do nothing wrong.
Okay, no, I'm asking you, you should have received a form notifying of you of this hearing. Okay?
I never got no form to hear that. I never do. Or you say I'm going to get one?
Okay. Well, it looks like you signed one on November 30th of this year.
What'd I do?
Okay, if the paper tells you about this hearing and the date of the hearing.
Yeah, I know. I know. Somebody threw the paper and threw my shit when they're being prison. And then this is why the reason I don't got no paper for this. Pero I know that they are supposed to go and see you or whatever you.
Okay, well, but you signed the paper.
I know, I do, I signed it.
Okay, that's all I ask you, if you signed it.
Okay, I told my phone.
Okay. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I don't got no cha-cha-cha, Mary. What I do? Why the reason he put me in the cha-cha-cha? Because, see, I understand that, you know, somebody give me the telephone, and I never do. And I never bother them up with
okay. Okay, listen to me carefully. You understand why you're here today?
Yeah,
just a yes or no. Do you understand why you're here today?
Yeah.
Okay. That would be because your community supervision was revoked. Part of the process, sir, is this hearing. When they revoked your community supervision or violated you, this hearing is generated. During this hearing, you have certain rights. One of those is that you, at your expense, can hire an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney or not? Yes or no?
I never do.
Okay, good. All right, we're going to move on then. Okay.
All right.
All right, so at this time, I'm going to swear you and Mr. Turner in. So do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay, your hearing will be conducted in two phases today, sir. Phase one, determine whether your terms and conditions of community supervision have been violated, and in phase two, we will determine whether community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, I'm going to read the one allegation that's on your warrant, and after I read it, I'm going to ask you if it is true or false. In the second phase of the hearing, you'll have ample time to fully explain everything. So we just keep this real simple at this point in time. Okay, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right. So So allegation number one is a violation of Arizona condition of supervision number five, as demonstrated by your engaging in threatening behavior on or about November 9th, 2018, at the Pima Reentry Center, 1275 West Star Path Boulevard in Tucson, Arizona. Is that true or false, sir?
These are false.
Okay. Because you say it's false, we're going to go to Mr. Turner, and he is going to give us some more details about the allegation. So,
all right.
So stand by, and Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. 11-9-2018, at approximately 12:16 hours, Sergeant Petrovsky, Programs Manager Ms. Reyes, and Officer Leyva and Radovich were standing outside of PRC C-Run and could hear Offender Castillo, 073-597, arguing with someone. Sergeant Petrovsky and Officer Leyva entered the C-Run day room and saw Offender Castillo arguing with Offender Totten, who was alleging that Castillo had stolen his cell phone. Sergeant Petrovsky attempted to take Offender Castillo away from the area. Offender initially complied, but then came back out to the day room and re-engaged in a heated argument with Offender Totten. Offender Castillo was directed by Sergeant Petrovsky to leave C-Run and go to the reception area. Offender Castillo walked to the C-Run door, then turned back and continued yelling obscenities at Totten. Offender Castillo then lunged at Totten in an aggressive manner with clenched fist. Sergeant Petrovsky attempted to hold back Offender Castillo. However, Offender was able to slip out of his grasp and advance towards Offender Totten. Officer Radovich got between the two offenders and wrapped his arms around Offender Castillo, who was then escorted out of C-Run and placed in restraints. Offender Castillo was escorted down to EMU office by Officer Radovich, Sergeant Petrovsky, Officer Levo. Offender Castillo was then taken into custody and transported to AFPC Tucson.
Okay, Mr. Castillo.
What now, I'm after him myself. Are you using what I have to say to?
Okay, sir. Yeah, I'm going to ask you what is false about that.
It's false about that because I don't do nothing. What I have here, I come into my borough and you're supposed to come here at 1 o'clock, coming before 1 o'clock, and that black dude and a white boy, he abused me that to the phone when I never do. And then he told me he's going to knock me out and just fucking piss me out. I tell him, you fucking narrow, and that's it. I never sued him, he never sued me, and my brother over the side put me in the hole, and my brother over the side buried my brother. How am I going to bury my brother when I never buried my brother? That shit no make no sense. Now we got an argument because he abused me as something I never do. But he never sued me, I never sued him, how am I going to be buried my brother? That shit no make no sense.
Okay,
now,
let me ask you a couple questions.
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm going to move this into phase two with a motion, okay?
Okay.
And then once we've moved into phase two, I'm going to give you ample time to explain this allegation as we move through the hearing, okay?
Hey, good.
Okay, so at this time, based on the information, we want 2018W3239. And information from Mr. Turner, I am going to find that Mr. Castillo was delinquent and he violated terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have lapses, was about to lapse into current ways for a company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, seconded by Dr. Wright, agreed by Mr. Johnson, Mr. Knows, Mr. Rittenhouse. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two now. But as we do that, Mr. Turner is going to give us some background information. So just stay on the phone, remain silent, and I'll get back with you in a few minutes or a minute or two, okay?
All right, good.
Okay, Mr. Turner?
Yes, sir. Castillo was released from ADC custody on 7-5-2018 and arrested on 11-9-2018 by ADC on a tech violation. No new charges were noted. Returned back to ADC custody on 11-9-2018. With a CSED 23-2019, zero abscond days. Current convictions, 2014, aggravated assault, 4 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 1989, burglary, second degree, 7 years, 6 months. 2011, aggravated assault, 2 years. This is his third term in ADC with a CUIR score of 4-4, mental health score of 3, substance abuse score of 1, no STG information is noted. Prior terms of supervision, 1994, provisional release, completed 6 months. 2013, TIS release, completed 3 months. Disciplinary is significant and lengthy with violence, soliciting sex, indecent exposure, and drugs noted. Other arrests, 1998, indecent exposure, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2008, indecent exposure, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2004, indecent exposure, Arizona misdemeanor conviction, probation. He has a GV score of G1, V1.
Thank you, sir. So, Mr. Castillo, we're going to go over a summary of your case supervision. So, you're a resident, and it looked like you were released from an ICE detainer. You came to the Tucson Parole Office on October 16, 2018, and you didn't have any place to suggest to stay. So,
no,
the
case
was developed at TLC at the 843 West Fogel Road in Tucson. And on October 20th, 2018, there was a discharge letter received by your PO from TLC stating you failed to return to the facility on October 19th, 2018, so you were discharged. So then on October 23rd, 2018, you reported in office to establish new residency. They didn't find any beds in the local shelter, so they put you in the PRC on Star Pass Boulevard, and that's where this happened.
No, the reason I put me here, my brother over there, because she want to. I don't want to do that. She put me here because she want to. I'll be in the street, and I told her, all I have to do, go and report every day, you know what I do. And she put me here because she want to. She told me I'm going to put her here for 30 days, and you have
sir.
To send me, no, wait, listen, listen. You
sir.
Saw security. Oh, my
calm
God.
Down.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, it seems to me you have an anger management problem.
Yeah, because I do, because people lie. I don't do shit for people there. And by the way, my brother, I don't do nothing. I don't
sue
you.
Sir, would you like to continue this hearing or not?
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Okay, then you need to calm down. Don't swear. And just answer the questions that are proposed to you, okay?
Yes, sir.
As far as that allegation goes, there's like 4 or 5 parole officer sergeants that were involved in this incident. And according to them, it was your behavior, which was the yelling and engaging in the argument. At no time in this allegation does it say that you took a swing. So you were just aggressive and had closed fists and things like that.
Yeah, because I said that, because he's saying that not me fuck me out. I said, why is it? And why is it me now? I'm not getting you.
Calm down. Calm down.
All right.
Okay. You know, the thing is it doesn't really make any difference who started the fight.
Yeah, we never fight.
But, well, the argument then, sir, excuse me, I forgot that I had to be that careful with my semantics. Okay, let me see if my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, I see no questions from my fellow board members. Sir, we're nearing the end of your hearing. The board is going to go into discussion in a minute or two to make a determination. But before we do, we'd like to give you an opportunity to make a calm, final statement. Okay, but we ask that you don't repeat the information we've already covered. We ask for time management purposes. But now is the time, if there's something else you'd like to tell us, but please remain calm while you're telling us.
All right.
Okay?
Not in my bitch.
Now's your opportunity.
Okay, shut up. I don't get my foot up. I'm coming back. And the black dude, he told me get inside and they blew the wall out, the white boy. I said, no, you get inside, and then you get inside. And then the white boy said, I steal the phone. And he said, you steal the phone. I said, I swear to God, I never steal the phone. And then he told me he's gonna knock me out. And then when he made me mad, I said, you fucking nigger, you don't wanna do shit. And then we argued, so I just got me police do, but I swear to God, I do. I never steal the phone. I never do. That's what happened.
Okay. All right, thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
The board will be going into discussion to make a determination. You can stay on the phone, but you have to remain silent.
Okay.
But you can hear our entire conversation, and once we've made a determination, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
Board is now in discussion. It's an unfortunate situation. An argument developed, and four parole officers had to intervene to get it to stop. There were no allegations of actual assault or anything like that, just aggressive behavior, and according to the information in the warrant, the way things were done would be considered aggressive behavior, even though no attempts were made to actually hit anybody, but clenched fists and pushing against an officer that's restraining him. Those are the kind of things that develop threatening behavior. Also, I mean, Mr. Castillo has a anger management problem that he needs to try to get under control so that people don't misconstrue what he's trying to say because of the aggravation in his voice and presentation. But to get it out February 3rd of 2019, which is a little over a month away, I think it'd be better served to probably try to get some 12-step programming so he can get a little bit better control. But make a good plan of what's going to happen when he gets out so he can stay out of trouble and not have to be back in the system. Now, I'm willing to listen to a discussion from my fellow board members. No discussion. Based on all the information in warrant number 2018W3239, Mr. Castillo's testimony, and the information from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to move to revoke committee supervision of Mr. Castillo as he was delinquent, violated terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Canoes, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Castillo, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision at this time. However, you are scheduled, according to the paperwork we have, you're scheduled to be released on February 3rd of 2019, which is a little over a month ago, a month to go. You won't have a parole officer to report to. You won't have to reside at places you don't want to go. And hopefully you can remain out of trouble, don't get in, you know, not in, do anything that'll get you arrested or in, back in the Department of Corrections, and we won't see each other again.
And what do you mean? When am I going to get out?
February 3rd of 2019, which is about a little over a month from now, is when you're scheduled to get out according to our paperwork.
I have to wait for 1 month, man?
Well, about 1 month, a little bit over.
That good.
Okay.
Okay, have a good day.
You too, thank you. Put the
Bye.
Person on.
Bye.